Genesis chapter number 21. Genesis chapter 21, beginning with verse number 8. Bible says, and the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman, and my pages sticking together here. And her son, for the son of this bondwoman, shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, because of the bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away, and she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Oh, help us, God. Would you bow your heads this morning and ask the Lord to help us in the remainder of this service? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for your wonderful blessings to the children of God. God, we thank you that you've given us the opportunity, amen, to be in this service today. Lord, we ask you to move in a mighty way. God, we ask you to have your way in our hearts and lives, and let us be hearers and doers of that word. And God, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Amen and amen. Galatians chapter number 5, you don't have to turn there, but the Bible tells us, talking about Isaac and talking about Ishmael, now we brethren, as Isaac was Isaac, are the children of promise, but as then he that was born after the flesh, talking about Ishmael, persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture, cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Amen. The writer of Galatians, Paul here writing to the church of Galatia, says unto us, but as that he was born after the flesh, Ishmael, that carnal son, amen, but Isaac was that promised child. Amen. God had given Abraham a great promise. He told him that his heir or his seed, amen, shall be as the stars of the sky, as the sand on the seashore. Amen. God had made that great promise to Abraham that through his child he was going to bless nations. Amen. A nation was going to be established, amen, through the loins of Abraham. And that promise tarried, as best as I can figure. Abraham had been in Canaan land 10 years when Ishmael was born. Amen. 10 years, Abraham had already been there. And then that child was born of Hagar. And Abraham, the Bible says, was 86 years old. And when Isaac was born, amen, the Bible said that Abraham was 100 years old. 14 years from the birth of Ishmael up to the birth of Isaac. Amen. 10 years already has passed as Ishmael is born. And if I'm figuring right, amen, that's 24 years right there that Abraham has not received the promise of Almighty God. Amen. Amen. Abraham has not received that promise of Almighty God. Amen. Those years have passed. Amen. That time of the promise has not come yet. Amen. But yet Abraham has still been given that promise. Can I tell you the Lord is not slack concerning His promises. The Bible said that some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Though it tarry, the Bible says, wait on Him. I know the promises of God sometimes. We think ought to be instantaneous. That if God speaks, it ought to be right then. Amen. But sometimes God speaks things into our life, amen, that we have to wait on and that we have to trust God about. Amen. The trust of Abraham. Amen. Abraham trusted God, but Abraham and Sarah began to put their own plans ahead of God's plans. Amen. They begin to try to, amen, build that promise themselves. And the Bible tells us that as Sarah began to wonder, because she was barren and she had not conceived a son, and she took that handmaid Hagar and she gave him, amen, to Abraham, gave her to Abraham the wife. And the Bible said that they conceived and Ishmael was born, amen, from that union between Abraham and Hagar. And when Sarah looked on that child, something rose up in her. Amen. Indignation that Hagar was able to have a child and she was yet barren, and they cast them out. Well, the story goes on and Ishmael comes back and Hagar and ends in the house, and they're living there with Abraham and Sarah. And the Bible said that Isaac was born. What a day that must have been. Amen. When the promised child was born under Sarah and Abraham. And the Bible said that Abraham prepared a great feast. Amen. It was a time that the child was weaned. I've now read after different people, but I'm of the thought that Ishmael or Isaac right here was about 3 years old. He had been weaned from his mother. And they throw that great feast in celebration of that child. Amen. There's a party going on. And why are they partying, having a good time? Amen. Now the promise is not just spoken, but that promise is tangible in the hand of Sarah and Abraham. Amen. Sarah felt like she was cursed of God. Amen. Felt like God had turned his back on her. In those days, to be barren, amen, was to be thought of as God had cursed the womb of a woman. But now Sarah had been fruitful, and Isaac has been born. Amen. Rejoicing's going on. Amen. The party is on taking place. Amen. People are gathered together. They're having a great time. Amen. No doubt. Food's been prepared. There's been a lot of preparation. Amen. A celebration is taking place. Amen. What does the name Isaac mean? Amen. The Lord has caused me to laugh. Amen. A laughter. Amen. Even the name of Isaac brings joy to the heart of Sarah and Abraham. Amen. She remembers back that day when God said, I'm going to give you a child. And Sarah laughed and said, how can I have a child in my old age? Amen. She laughed in doubt. But now she's laughing in joy because the promises came to pass. Amen. Can you imagine holding that child? Amen. As Sarah held Isaac and thought it didn't come to the servant of the house. Amen. It didn't come to the bondman. Amen. That bondwoman. Amen. But it came. Amen. Through my womb. Amen. God has promised. And now I'm holding the fulfillment of that promise. Amen. Can I tell you today that God will fulfill that which is said. He's a God that will not and cannot lie. And we can bank on the Word of God. I said we can bank on the Word of God. Amen. I'm trying to paint you a picture here. Amen. Of a great celebration. I mean, they're gathered together. Can you imagine the laughter that's going on? Amen. Back in our day, today we'd have a baby shower. Amen. Sometimes some have it before the child is born. I've heard of them having it after. But here they're having, a baby shower. And Isaac has already been born. I don't know if they brought gifts or not. But in my imagination, I can see them bringing gifts. Amen. They're talking about this child that was born to Abraham, the patriarch of faith. Amen. That man that has stepped out on a promises of God and believed in Him. Oh, but now they came together and they're having a great time. And during that feast, as Abraham had prepared it, amen, Isaac has been weaned. The people are gathered together. And the Bible said the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Amen. But Sarah's looking out. I don't know if she's looking out over the children playing. I don't know if she's looking out the window. But the Bible said, and Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had born under Abraham. Amen. Mocking. You know what he was doing? He was mocking Isaac, that promised child. Now one commentator said, amen, that this mocking means that he was jesting. Amen. That he was playing around with Isaac as children might do. Amen. But the writer of Galatians said, amen, that that child that was born of that bondwoman, amen, persecuted the child of the free woman. Amen. Ishmael, amen, was not just merely mocking and jest. Amen. But he was mocking and persecuting, amen, that promise of God. One commentary says, if you look at the tense of mocking, amen, Genesis chapter number 21, and the tense of persecuted, in Galatians chapter number 5, it does not mean a one-time episode. Amen, this just wasn't something that happened as Hagar, as Sarah saw it that one day, but it was a continual bullying, a continual mocking. Amen. Can you imagine up to this time? Ishmael has been the heir of the kingdom of Abraham. Amen. He is in line. He was a child of Abraham. Amen. The firstborn. He's in line to have everything. But you know what? Amen. The child of a bondwoman was overruled by the child of a wife. Amen. Whether he was second born or not. When Isaac was born, according to Jewish tradition and law, he became the heir. He became the firstborn. Amen. To take the kingdom of Abraham. And no doubt that angered Ishmael. Amen. No doubt that did something to him. Amen. Can I tell you, time will come if we're not careful. Amen. That we done in the flesh. Amen. Those things that were conceived. Amen. In haste. Amen. Those things that were conceived by the lust of our flesh will mock that which is spiritual. Amen. Those things that are of God. How many times have you raised your hand? Amen. Giving worship and praise to the Lord. But in your heart and the back of your mind, amen, the devil said you can't raise your hand. Why? Because this has happened and that has happened. Can I tell you, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But there comes a time. I said there comes a time when a man has to stand up, and Ishmael has to go. Amen. He has to leave the house, has to be put out of sight. If not, it will mock you and persecute you for the rest of your life. Amen. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, amen, bringing forth sin, And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Amen. That's what happened in the lives of Sarah and Abraham and Hagar. Amen. They begin to try to work out the plan of God by themselves. And in their haste, amen, they made a mistake. Amen. God blessed Ishmael. Amen. Because he was of the loin. Amen. Or of the seed of Abraham. Amen. God blessed him anyway and made him a great nation. Amen. But Ishmael, the Bible said, would be a wild man. Amen. That's what the Word of God said. Amen. He would be as an untamed donkey. Amen. Something very great about that in Jewish tradition. Amen. They thought about that donkey that was untamed. Amen. That no man could ride. Amen. No man that could subdue. Has great strength and great stamina. And one way God says he shall be a wild man. As people shall look up to him. Amen. But he shall be against every man. Amen. His hand's going to come against the enemy. And his hand's going to come against friend. And he shall dwell among his own people. Amen. From the birth of Ishmael until this day, most of the Muslim population, amen, comes from that lineage. And they're still against the children of Israel. And they come against the Jew as the infidel. Can I tell you this morning, if it's not taken care of, if things are not done, amen, to get rid of that thing in our life. It will follow us. It will haunt us. It will mock us. And if we're not careful, when sin had lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin bringeth forth death. For the wages of sin is death. Amen. There's things in our life that we cannot allow to live. There's things in our homes that we cannot allow to dwell there. Every time we try to read, every time we try to pray, that mocking, that persecution rings out in our heart and our mind. Every time we try to get close to God, amen, that thing that we have brought by, our own lust and our own temptations, amen, mocks us, amen, makes fun of us, bullies us, and says, I'm the rightful heir to your heart. I'm the one that holds position. I wish somebody listened to me this morning. I'm telling you, there's a mistake mocking your promise. Amen. God says that it's got more for us. God says he's got things we haven't tapped into. Until a mistake is taken care of, until we get it on the blood, it will mock us.
Amen. Amen. Our brother Jonathan was telling me, Brother Tim Mock was preaching at a church this week. Said he went to hear him Tuesday night. And I don't know what he preached on Monday night. He said he got up Tuesday night, says, a real liberal church, they'd asked him to come. He'd befriended a pastor. And they asked him to come to preach revival. And Brother Tim said, we're going to have a great revival. Said, I want to see people get help. He said, we got to deal with sin. Amen, before we ever get there. Amen. If you're sinning, it just ain't going to be a great revival until you deal with the problem in your life. Amen. Can I tell you that we look over a lot of things and we think if we ain't drinking, if we ain't going out partying every weekend, we think if we ain't, doing the things that most people or some people do in the world, that we're all right. But can I tell you, being lukewarm, amen, not being hot and on fire for God, amen, not having him as your personal Savior, not him not being preeminent in your life, amen, it's just like having an Ishmael. Amen, just like having that, amen, mistake mock you. Amen, but there was a preventative. Amen, there was an antidote to the problem. Amen, you know what Sarah said? Amen, she went to Abraham and she said, it's got to go. I've dealt with it 14 years. Amen. 16 years. I've dealt with it. I've watched him walk in and out the door. I know I've got responsibility. I know it's part of my plan also. Amen. But Hagar and Ishmael has to leave. Amen. No longer can they dwell in the house. Amen. The Bible said that it was grievous to Abraham. Amen. No doubt it took him like a son. Amen. Taught him how to hunt. Amen. Taught him how to do things that a father would teach a son. Amen. Spent time with him. Amen. He thought him to be the heir. But now things have changed. And they realize their mistake. But you know what Abraham did? Even though that it was a sad time, and even though it was a hard time, he put that bottle of water, amen, on Hagar's shoulder, and Ishmael right beside her, and said, I'm sorry, but you gotta leave. Amen. You know that sounds harsh. And I know some say, how in the world could they have done that? I tell you how God told them to. Amen. God said what Sarah says, right, Abraham. Amen. It's gotta go. No longer can it dwell in the four walls of your home. Amen. No longer can it walk, amen, through the farmland that you own. But you gotta get rid of it. Amen. I'm talking about today. There's some things in our heart, our life. If we're not careful, it'll mock our promise. It'll hinder our worship. Amen. It'll hinder our devotion to Almighty God.
Amen. When I was in Allentown, there's an old boy. Amen. Always talked about TV. Said TV was his hindrance. He just watched that thing all the time. Every time he got saved, he'd get rid of his TV, Brother Josh. But you know what he'd do with it? He'd put it in the closet. He backslid four or five times. So he figured if he was going to backslide, he wouldn't go out and buy a new TV. Come on now. You all smiling. I'm going to set it on the shelf. I'm going to put it over here just in case I need to get it back. I ain't going to burn it. I ain't going to do away with it. You know, as a pastor and as a preacher, you wonder sometimes. You think to yourself, you want to be good-hearted and you want to be kind. But there comes a time when you can only pat somebody on the back and say, I'm praying for you, you need to do better. And then there comes a time when you have to say, try it up. How long are we going to feel sorry for you?
Well, the devil fights me all the time.
Well, he fights everybody else too. Difference in the ones that are still praising God and the ones that ain't is they decided to go on, get over it. Had church anyhow, got rid of it.
I just can't get in.
It's hard to get in when you ain't here. Come on now. It's hard to get in when you don't pray and read your Bible. It's hard to get in when you ain't doing God's will. Sarah was concerned about the outcome. And she realized if Ishmael stayed there, this is going to happen tomorrow and the next day. You know what folks need to do is just pray through, get rid of it, and go on. Whether it's an object, whether it's an affection, whether it's something in your heart, and you know what it is, but it's time that you get rid of the mistake and hold to the promise. That in him is life and life more abundantly. It's hard to live that abundant life. I said, it's hard to live that abundant life when every time you come to church, you're reminded of what you haven't done and what you have done. It's time to make a decision and do what's right and get everything out of the way so he can be number one in your life. Stand to your feet this morning. I'm telling you, folks, we need to make that commitment. And whatever it is that's hindering you, I say it's time, it's got to go. And God can help you.
Everyone that will, let's come pray this morning. Ask God to help us.